Okay. Here we go. What I want to do tonight, I'm not sure how far I'm going to get. I want to go over just again to keep in the backdrop of what Shira Shmini is about. Okay, and finish off the last lines, which are so counterintuitive that I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. And then I like to plow through as much as we can in Shira Shmini. Okay? Okay? So this is what we're up to, okay? Asher Yesh HaShmini, well, I'm going to start from the beginning because I want to start the first line. Asher Yesh HaShmini, Shein Roy Limnois, HaShlili Im Azhara. Azhara you can certainly count. The question, you count Shlila also. Okay? Shein Roy Limnois, HaShlila Im Azhara. Okay? Now, we said last week that this Sherish is based on the second Sherish, that Minyan HaMitzvos is a Minyan of Pshuto Shel Mikra, and we said therefore the Rambam finds that to quote Al-Farabi and the whole discussion about linguistics is very important, because what we're trying to do is interpret Pshuto Shel Mikra. And when you want to interpret Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's a question of language, and the assumption is that the language of Torah is not a separate language that is beyond the Torah Saloshin, but follows the general rules of language. Okay, that's what he assumes. Okay, and that's what the discussion is based on. And we pointed out that his quoting of Shimon Loza, and the part of the quote that he quotes, the strange half, and the Ramban quotes the other half, he's also saying that Shimon Loza's argument is also a Torah Saloshin. The question is, what's the rule of thumb when you don't know what you're talking about? And that's the issue. Okay, to say that. But, you know, to say that Rav Shimon Loza denies Loshen, he's quoting something which is diametrically opposed to what he's talking about. Okay? So, that's who we're up to. And all this is all about Teres HaLoshen. Then, he ends off the Sherish with an amazing discussion, which we have no clue and how at all how to handle. Okay? V'nish'al oleinu levayado ve'echod. There's one link, there's one piece of the puzzle missing. If we want to finish the puzzle called Shirish Shmini, we have to talk about this, because otherwise we're not finished. Okay? It's not kilu a parenthetical remark, but without this, we're not finished. And that's what he continues to say, Kidei shetishlam boi kavonas hashar zeh. In order to finish the word kavonas over here, okay, and kapach translated as matoras, okay, the Professor Langman told me that that's a reasonable translation. What we're really talking about is what this whole Sherish is about. And it's very clear if he talks about Nishlam and he talks about the Matoro of what the Sherish is about, L'chera, this is very important, and we're not finished with the Sherish unless we talk about this. That's very clear, okay? And he says a new idea that a Sherish, we called it Sherish in terms of a root and a tree and leaf and branches. He also calls the Shroshim in other places Miktama, which is the Arabic form of the Greek idea of premise, okay, which are various premises. And here he's calling it a Shal. It's really the entrance way. All the Shroshim are the entrance way to understand how to count Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay? Different graphical pictures of what the Shroshim are about. Okay, but say that. That's really not the point here. It's just important to point it out. Vuhu! Okay. Vuhu. Keshe be'er batera v'chi v'chivonu shenenake. Okay, it's the Batera. We're talking about Tera. What Tera are we talking about? The Tera Shebiksav. Again, because Tera Shebiksav is the beginning, the end of the Shoyosh. Correct? We're talking about interpretation of Pshut Shel Mikra. Okay? Now, Kishebe'ir Batera v'chivonu, the Tera itself requires us, obligates us, Shenenake nafshesenu, that we should purify, we should cleanse on the nefashos, whatever that means, okay? Al yidei shenishlo mimenu hamaisa haploni haploni, that by negating a certain act, and we're calling this act a nameless act, it's ploni or ploni, whatever it is. Well, the Torah does that. Shh. Hine, oisoi hama'aseh, this ma'aseh, nimne michlal mitzloiseseh. It's an amazing thing. How does that happen? It's counterintuitive against everything we're talking about, okay? Now, and the next line, lefi shemeacher shechiyavnu shenishlo menafshenu. Now he's getting to the point of what he's talking about. V'noimal ani lo asisi kach v'kach v'lo asisi kach, I didn't do X and Y. Yodanu behechach shamaisa kach v'kach mushorim olav. Okay, so I would have said it's not the Ritzein HaTera, but the Mushorim Olav is going a little far, okay? Mushorim Olav, okay? Mushorim Olav. V'zeh ke'ein chiyuv akosuv lanu. Now, ke'ein, Kapach translated is kegoin ma. V'zeh kegoin ma shechiv hakosuv olonu shenoima. And I think it's a better translation, at least in terms of the flow of the words. Lo yochalti bi'oni mimenu v'lo bi'alti mimenu b'tomei v'lo v'sati mimenu meis. The Torah told us to menake nafshenu, that's vidui ma'isa, and the Torah chiyavnu, what does it mean chiyavnu? Because the mitzvahs are say in minyan mitzvahs of vidui ma'isa. That's chiyavnu. Okay? And that's mitzvah say kuf lamed aleph. It's a pasuk, v'yomalta v'nei Hashem elokecha, v'yalta v'yomalta, kuf lamed aleph, hi shetzivonu lizvadis lefon of yisale, bo'tzoas choyves ha-maisres, v'atrumos lesnakeis mehem, gam bedibo kederch, Shehis nakinu milahachzik b'hem b'poil. So it's also talking the same word of nika. We're cleansing ourselves. Okay. So he quotes these three. Now here the important word is, what's the next word? Kolach translated huralonu. Okay. Kapach translated as mashma mizeh. Okay? Now, I have a problem with Kapach, and I'm ready to accept Korach. I'll explain to you why. Okay? Because if you're going to say that it's mashmos after everything said and done, you're ready to say that we're ready to have a mitzvah loisaseh by implication, not an explicit reference in the Torah. Mashmaos, okay? However, if you say Hurulonu, that's the kosov itself is Hurulonu, and then it goes into Tereshim Ksav, okay? So that is why I'm accepting that interpretation. I can't really tell you what the better translation is, but from the context, it's very clear to me that is the only way to go. Okay? And if you understand, if you understand, the whole Sheresh Tashihi is about that you can't, when you talk about Lo Yachal Uboshu, is by Korban Pesach, Al Tochu Menuno Uboshu Mavusha. So you understand the Torah wanted both of them, didn't want no, and didn't want Boshu Mavushal, correct? So how many Lavim is it? And no and Mavushal are two separate inyanim. It's two separate ways of two separate ideas. And the Ram says, since the Torah says one time lo, and the other lo is only an implication, it's not minyan mitzvahs. So how are you going to say over here, mashmos, and make it as hola, when the next thing he's going to say that's impossible? So that is the reason why I chose, and I think rightly so, maybe I'm wrong, that the proper translation is Heuralonu, Heur is there. I'm not interested what way you play the verb out. The important point is that the Pasuk is saying that.
So by Nelma Vashal, it's neither is a lab or
one? Yeah, what? It's one lab, including both. Okay? And you know, we'll get Al Heyois Komaisa, and it says, and it's the Hurak Kosu, not. Okay? What is the Hurak Kosu? Al Heyois. Let's see. You know what I'm talking about? I'm saying, Hur is there. Alayois komaisa me'elu musharim olav. Okay. So it means musharim olav. It can't be mashmos. It has to be explicit. Okay. V'yovoy be'ozeh be'makoymoy jinedabe aleilu amitzus. Okay. See, here is an amazing thing. Okay, it's an amazing thing, right? But look back at a word. I just want to show you, we have to read it again, okay? The Alpha P Shalav Shebo boy. Okay. See, saying there's a lav here. Okay? Correct? He says that. The alpha p shahalav sheboy bo who shlila v'lo ashor.
So love doesn't mean anything. But shlili don't count it.
Yeah, but even I don't know if it means love. That's what to see. See, the question is, I just wanted to throw something out. Before we get started, okay? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ram says, in the Akdoma, the Pirush HaMishnah, he says Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Ketzer say the Mishnah, and he taught, and they wrote the Mikra Mechukam, and he said the Torah on it, okay? The Dinim, okay? HaTorah VaMitzvah, okay? So when I ask you, when they talked about Aninus, what was the Mikra Mechukam? So what would you say? It's Lo Achalti Mimeoni Mimeno. So what he's doing before we get started to set up, he's making a Shlila because he's ready to call it a lav under circumstances as the Ashor itself. And it'll be Mechayim Malkus on it. Okay? As he says very clearly, this Malki is by Oine, and this Malki is by the Lo Biatimen of Tome, and Lo Satimen of Mace. There might not be Malkus, but for probably different reasons. Okay? And that's not the, that's beyond the purview I want to talk about. Okay? I love Bismuth Father, what it means. Okay, I'm saying it's not negated now. Okay? So this is what's in front of us, okay? Is that what we're saying? And he's saying, basically, he's trying to say, that's the Torah Shebiksav says. There was no, I'm just trying to know the words. That's the Torah Shebiksav says. And if I don't explain this to you, I'm not finished with the Shurish. Because he's right. Because what he's doing, and see really, what I'll just show you what he's doing, how he's doing it, okay? But really what he ends up doing is, I don't understand why he says it. See, if I would have written the Shurish, I wouldn't have said, Ha-Shurish Ha-Shmini Shein Roi Limnois Ha-Shli Lim Ras-Hola. So I would have said, Ha-Shurish Ha-Shmini Shein Roi Limnois Kol Shlila Im Ras-Hola. Because there's some Shlilas that you have to mention because of the whole, the context. That the Hura, Hura Lono Ha-Kosim. Okay? So that point I don't know the answer to, but I think it's important, you know, to make the point, okay? So we're okay? So far, I mean, if I've done anything yet that you could possibly, you know, I'm trying step by step walking you through this, but there's no way, correct? That's what he did, because you're going to say where you get the ashala from. You have to work with Shurish Beis, and that's the whole Shurish is working on. And this is Hashlom of that. The Shurish works because of Shurish Beis and the idea of Pshuto Shel Mikra. He reinterprets the whole thing into the Teres HaLoshen, and he reinterprets a lav of which is Shlila into Azhar. Correct? That's what he did. It's amazing. Correct? Okay. We have that. Now we need to move ahead and try to understand. That's what we have. So we said in general, it can't be mashmos akosuv, and you can't say mashmu is there, you have to say ho is there. And, correct? So lo achalti menu. Since the Torah says, see, I don't understand, it's muzer olav. See, this is where I break it, okay? Until this point, I understand, okay? I understand, you know, I can understand that the Torah said a whole thing, and it means that it's not the Ritzayin HaTorah to eat it. But the Torah has never told you that you can't eat it, okay? What he does is he converts this lav into ashara, and he postulates his proof before he starts it, because he says, "Asinu kach yodanu she'amaisa kach v'kach mushalon olav." That's what he did, and then he calls the shlila lav, and then everything QED, as they say. That's what he did, no? Okay. And that's what he said. You know, he said, "Maisa nimne mechlau mitzvah loisase v'afa." This maisa is nimne mechlau v'afa pi shalav shebo boy u'shlila v'ashova. This, and because the tailor, the whole kind of, he basically, he started out, if you remember, we were playing around with the idea of rules of language and context, and we pointed out the Rambam is trying to blend the two, okay, correct? That's what we're trying to do, correct? So here, it's a complete turn. In other words, before he started at the beginning of the Shurish with the rules of language, okay? Then he introduced also that use context also. Here, what he does is he uses context only and forgets about the rules of language. And through the context, and that's what the pasuk is saying, and it's not even, it's more than mashmos, he creates a lav. Which is an amazing thing, okay? You see, had the Rambam not developed context, if you notice, we worked very hard to get the word context, okay? Okay, Zeh Maimon, whatever it is, okay. That's the Rambam, that was the Arabic and the whole thing. So there's context, and there's rules on linguistics, and the interaction between the two. And here, the rules of linguistics break, because it's very clear from the context of the Torah that that's what the words are saying. That's what he did. Okay. And again, l'chay the mikam mechukim is lo achalti beomri menu, and l'chay should be rewritten the beginning of the sheresh and lo kol ashlila. Unless he's going to tell me it's really not a shlila. It only appears to be a shlila, but it's really not, because you look at the pasuk, you look at the context, it's really not a shlila. But he couldn't have done this. You see, it's an amazing thing. You tell me it's not a shlila. Okay, that's the answer to Kasha. It's not a shlila. It only appears. Okay, it appears as a shlila. Okay. Okay, correct. So what's the next step? It appears as a shlila, but what it really is an ashola. But l'chay, you can only do this because the word lo is over there, and the word lo could have been used both as shlila and as hala. And it really, even though the rules of language, it's talking about the past, and it's a nice thing, and a no, anything you want, the rules of language break, and context overrules the rules of language because the Torah chiyavnu, and that's what happens. Okay? That is absolutely amazing. Okay, but that's what he did. You know, I can't tell you anything more than that. Okay, now the question, what I want to do, okay, I can leave it like this, and everyone, you know, I think you'll tell me and you'll agree with me that I've explained what I'm saying, okay, but I want to walk this through and see what the logical consequences are. And it's amazing. I hope, Emirat Hashem, you know, I'm not sure how long, I want to apologize. I went through this very slow, because I thought that if I'm not going to take you step by step, and you're going to agree with me, we're going to be lost in Ganzen, okay? But I think I took it a step, you know, see, I'm ready. I'm not trying to be like a soapbox guy. You know, I just want, if you can break it at any point, break it, okay? Next, okay? We said once, okay, that when the Pshuto Shomikra says X, and even if the Pirush Mekubal says why, but if the fi pshuto shel mikra, according to one of the shoshim, it can't be minyan mitzvahs. So there's nothing to talk about, okay? And that's what we call mitzvah chafa mizbeach. And here, therefore, he goes out of the way that this is not against the sheir. It's not a pirush mekubal. There's nothing going on here. It's only plain and unadulterated. Okay, say that. That's a reasonable thing. Okay. However, if so. We said before, we had a discussion of Itzavu, Mitzah Hamishish Shenitzavinu Shenitzlo, the Mitzah Hamishish Shocharav Yasei, Shenitzlo al Ir Loniach Achas Menarucha Isbuli Motzo, Kashe Vityotzu Vyitzvu Amidin Kashe Tziva Hashem, as Moshe Vidosh Vesavriki Vul Mishoshu Chosel, you always leave one ruach open. Okay, we point at the Ram in Hilchos Melachim that says the Pirush Mekubal. Okay, So here, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's a simple. And the Kirish Makubo says that it's a mitzvah. And it breaks. And therefore the Rambam has to say over here, not like that. Because here it's not a Pirish Makubo. It's a Pirish Makubo. L'chorif Mitzavu, you see that breaks. Correct? I want to show you. Just want to show everything comes together. Correct? It's Mamish the Shurish. Correct? It's the Sipur. So the difference between Pshuto Shel Mikra and Pirish Makubo, Pirish Makubo can't. Okay? So Pekitza is a Pirush Makubo can't be oike the same way it can't be oike the Shurish Lishi, it can't be oike Shurish Mini. But what we need over here is Pshuto Shel Mikra. Correct? So this is the proper way. I quoted this before. It was a mistake. Here's where you have to quote this. Okay? Now it's beautiful. And I told you it's not Paka because there's no mitzvah Mechama. There's no mitzvah, and the Rambam, Prefrat, the Kesef Mishnah says that this din applies, Heim Mechemes Mitzvah, Heim Mechemes Mishus, the Rambam doesn't say. And there's no mitzvah Mechemes Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah Mechemes Mishus. So what is it? What Paka is it? You don't have Paka standing in nowhere. Okay, so we said the Rambam is not bothered by this, either Pshuto Shel Mikra is that it's a Sipur. The drosha, the pshat chitzoni, the pshat pnimi, and in mikra the pshuta, and everything's right. That's the Ramban. There's no problems with it. Okay, we discuss this. Now next, but here could be something else. Okay, because is the Pirush Makubo saying pshat in the posik that this is a tzivui, or the Pirush Makubo is telling you a pirish on the word kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe? It's a historical document telling us that this tzivoy that the Torah is recording happened to be a mitzvah, but not that the Torah is telling you, the Torah Shabbat is telling you anything. The Pirush Makubo is telling you a historical fact to interpret a pasuk. But there's no tzivui over here, even according to the Pirush Makubo. So there's nothing to do with anything then, correct? Sure. Correct? I just told you, if you think about it, the whole discussion is not muchach, because maybe it's not a tzivui b'chal. The Pirush Makubo is telling you that's the pasuk says. Oh, that's the pasuk says. Oh, okay. So then it comes out an amazing thing, which you don't even know how to digest this. That the mitzvah L'deiris was not minyan mitzvahs, because not in Torah Shabbat, because minyan mitzvah minyan Torah Shabbat, and that we know, okay, the Torah, okay, and it's a mitzvah L'deiris, and it's not minyan tayag, L'choret comes out, because we have a Kabbalah from the Pirush Makubo that the Rabbi Shalom was with Sava Moshe Rabbeinu to tell you so L'deiris, that's what they should do. Kashet Tziva Hashem is Moshe, correct? It's an amazing thing. So, you know, you can think about, oh, so what happened over here? So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do in the Midbar? He took this pasuk and sat down and learned it with him, and this is the Mikra Mechukam? But the Mikra is not really saying anything. It's just the Pirush Makubo. I mean, yeah, I can't really tell you how Moshe Rabbeinu taught this in the Midbar, but whatever you like. Okay, but that's the conclusion. I don't know, is there another way out of this? Okay, correct. And I think the second shot, I'm not sure if it's correct, but you know, if you would think, if you think about both of them, there's no hechach to say b'chal the first thing. Because l'chur, all the tzavu is kashet tzivu Hashem es Moshe, that this is what the tzivu was. What?
You went back and fixed the notes on that?
What?
You fixed the notes on that already?
What? Yeah, everything's everything. Yeah. Everything's taken care of. I moved this whole discussion here and I would okay. But say it. Everything's okay. Correct? Okay, good. No, I even wrote this part even before. If you read it, okay, okay. Now, this I knew, but okay, we'll see. Now, here comes. comes the next point, okay? Every point that I took now so far is okay. I'm sorry, but I don't believe, I think everything over here is important now to understand. I'm sorry it took 20 minutes to explain this line, but I don't think if I would have done it, you wouldn't have got, you would have looked at me like, okay. Okay. The truth is, many times I've learned the Shurish, I didn't understand how it was the interesting thing. So count to it. Okay, well, next. Now, here is an amazing, now the next step is amazing. The next step, I just, there's a little to do with it. Here, now you have it like this. Is the next step over here. What happens now? So now, it's an open field. What happens when you have something in the Torah which appears to be a sipur ba'alma, and there's a Pirush Mekubal telling you that it's a tzivur? So what do we do in Minyan HaMitzvos? Okay. So a priori, what they say in Yiddish, Yeshiva Klet Chakiris, Kishiyavo, so I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, okay, this issue is a machlokes the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos and the Mishneh Torah, okay? And I want to take you through the steps, because I think this is a logical thing, and this is correct. Okay, here's what we have, and you know where it starts, like this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Like this. Okay. There's a posik in the Torah. V'yochalti chatas hayoyim. Just before we get started. V'yochalti chatas hayoyim hayita be'ene Hashem. Is that a sipur or a tzivur? Okay. So it's a sipur. Okay. And I'm going to go through this just to show you that I'm not out of my mind, okay? Is that a sequel? Can you interpret the word V'yachalti chatas hayorim hayita bein Hashem in any other way? If you do it, you're missing the point, correct? Correct? Now, what is the mitzvah velus in the Torah? Mitzvah say according to Rambam. So, in Sefer Mitzvahs, we'll go through it. I just want to set it up to show you, I'm going bananas. Okay? In Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah is lo yitameh, and part of lo yitameh is that this should be misabel. The Torah was machmas so much in Avelus that he told the Kohanim to metabel the Kohen. Okay? So, v'chal tichas hayoyim is just an expression of what. That the British is not happy with an oinim eating, okay? So it could be it's a raya that not only my sheni is also by ninis, but also kochim. Say that whatever you like. However, Rabbi Yisai, when you open Mishneh Torah and Hilchos Ovil, Ram says that the mitzvahs are say of Avelus is v'chalti chatas hayoyim hayita b'nei Hashem.
Because kachim.
Okay. And this is the mitzvah of Avelus. We'll work it through. But Hilchos Ovil, Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, I'll just read it to you. It's point four, just so you understand that I'm talking about something before you think the guy's all, completely, I'm going. It's not clear. Chakiris. Mitzvahs asay, lis Avel ala koivim. Sheneemah v'yochalti chatas hayoyim hayita b'nei Hashem. So I'm telling you, it's not the first time I saw this v'yochalti chatas hayoyim hayita b'nei Hashem. It's not, I assume it's not the last time, but I never asked myself. And what there's a completely different approach in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos and in Mishneh Torah. What is the mitzvah of Avelus? And certainly, to quote "V'lochalti chatas hayoyim v'yitim b'ed Hashem" is a mitzvah say. After Shereshmini, you say to yourself, "What's happening over here?" So I just want, if you believe that my discussion topic is not related to Shereshmini, then I just, you know, okay, say this. So I'll stop right here. But you got to talk about this, correct? Okay. So what I was trying to do, we'll go through this slowly, is to find the Pirush Mekubal, that's the Mitzvah Velus, and the Rambam pins the tail on this Pasuk, and makes Ki'ilu, this Pasuk, which is a Sipur, into a Tzibur. Okay. But didn't we ask the question? What happens if the Tzistira between the Pshuta Shal Mikra and the Pirush Mekubal, how it plays itself out? And the Chayra in Shiri Shlishi, he says, not so. Okay, right?
I'm probably going to just...
You can say whatever you like.
I'm
going
to say something in Pelagun Begala that I don't understand anything.
Okay, good. Okay. It could be I'll say I don't understand anything.
But the Lo Achalti B'oni Mimenu was Sipur.
Yeah, but the Hira Kosu. See, the Hira Kosuv, see, it's a very different thing over there. I would have said that the Hira Kosuv can make a lav, because the word teres is a lav, into an ashola, correct?
Maybe see that we're doing more than that.
Okay. You can do whatever you like, but you know, because the Rambam says he makes it a lav and there's a musa, correct? And we know the Torah might want something, but not to be, you know. You see, how do you know? You know, all you're trying to do, you're basically trying to say that I didn't do something, okay? And, you know, that's not, but we don't know the mitzvahs of Ovel and Yehugi Avelus. And everything going into it. And when the Pasuk a priori talks about aninus, you know, it's different issues. Okay?
That's a different problem.
I understand it's all different problems. But you see, the question is, how do you flip it? Because you understand that mashmos hakosuv might not be enough. I can tell you, okay, if you want, I can flip what you say and tell you, no. And I can tell you the following. I have this problem, and work on Shuris Tashi'i. We know that Lavan the Torah has to be foolish. But let's say you have the word a tzivui and 10 things mentioned on it. Could you read it? And each one is a different inyan. Can you read it as 5 separate mitzvahs? Or the 10 separate mitzvahs? Or you read it as 1 mitzvah? Okay? The flip side of what's going on in Shereis Tashi'i, okay? And the truth is, a priori, nothing about that, correct? So I think I do, okay? The word Tazev in the Torah, by Matnas Anim, is said once, and it says Tazev, and it talks about, it goes on like Jezebel, and this and that. And the Ram counts every single one of them. So the question is, you know, why should you assume that it should be different? Okay. So I said there's no raya about this, because it could very well be that the Rambam, in most of these cases, says a lav nitl laseh, and kills a pirush makubo that it's an aseh. And even though here the mashmos is not a stira, it's not a stira to the tzivui, but the same way, here there's no problem then. Because the same way, that the Pirush Mekubal says that each one is separate, you get Malkus for separately, even though it says one time low, okay? And it's separate Lavim. See, here also, since Lavim is going to say it's separate, okay? But we don't have a clear Gilu in the Rambam that you need a Tzivui. I would assume you do, because I would assume that it's parallel. So the question is, where's the tzivui? And I thought that the Rambam over here is going out of his way. That's why I said what I said. You can deny it. I thought the Rambam said, the question is, lo chalti b'ini mimenu, and there would have been no way that the word lo, okay, has two meanings. It only means shlila. Could you interpret that the pasuk is actually saying an asola? So I thought the Rambam is going out of his way and saying that it's a lav, and therefore you can do it. But you can't do that if you're chalti chatzayom yitav b'nei Hashem. Okay? So that's why if you're ready to drop that, that's the point of contention. Okay? I should have even stressed that. If you're ready to drop this idea of the lav, okay, if you're ready to drop it, okay, then I'm okay with you. But the question is, should be ready to do that or not? And it's not clear to me you should. So if you're not ready to drop it, okay, so then, okay, you could tell me that really that's the issue in Mishneh Torah, that the Rambam says in Mishneh Torah you can drop it. And you don't need the lab. And Mashmos HaTera is enough. Okay? But, you know, I find it difficult to do it in a Loisaseh because of Shuri Tashiri. And then I ask myself the parallel structure in Mitzaseh. That's my problem. Okay? But I didn't want to. The truth is, in retrospect, learning Shuri Tashiri, like I've got a lot of different things now, and learning Shuri Shlish Chi in retrospect, you know, we're going to have to revisit this. But I'm just trying to help you revisit it now. Okay? So I look over here, and I said, Morahu Maser Hashem, how does this happen? Okay? Correct? So here, all I can tell you, okay, all I can tell you is the Rambam goes out of his way in Sefer Mitzvos, in the Mitzvos Aseh of Lo Yitameh, that he throws in to that, there's a Mitzvos Aseh of Lo Yitameh. You know something? Ask yourself a Mishneh Torah. What happened to Lo Yitameh? So Chiram is an extra mitzvah. Right? Becomes Mamish, it's the opposite. So you know what the Rambam did in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avos Aloch Hei? He says, Vakirt! Then Lo Yitameh is part of Mitzvah Avelis, and he flips the world around. Okay? The world turned upside down between Mishneh Torah, between the Sefer Mitzvah and Mishneh Torah. Okay? So the question is, you know, what happened over here? He does another thing in Sefer Mitzvahs, which is amazing. He goes out of his way to say the Mitzvahs Ovil. I think he's trying to say it's a Pirush Mokum. Okay? And let me read that to you. He says, in Mitzvah say Lamed Zayin, Mitzvah's evil. Klaima, kol ish mi Yisrael. Chayim lehis abel al klaimo, klaima, chamisha misay mitzvah. Ulechazek chiyuze be'er oisei bekoye shumuzir al atumo. Shietama al kolponim kishar Yisrael kidei shulachlish din lavelus. Okay? Ukfaiz boyish avelis yom rishon deraisa. Ubebeir omru. Bemoy cotton. What's ubebeir omru? Ovel eno noyeg avelis beregil. I avelis de mekora. I osi ase drab mdochi. Ase diochi. Hine kfaiz boyish shechiv avelis deraisa. Ushihi mitzis ase. He learns, oh, da steht ne Gemara in my cotton. Did Avelis the Mitzvah say, and l'chor it's a Pirush Mokum. Okay. So what happens is, he's using the Pirush Mokum over here, in Avel, to say that it's lav dafka tumor, but it's a broader issue, of Avelus. And really, oh, correct? The Lo Yitame is an expression of that. So the question is, in Mishneh Torah, L'chori is flipping it completely. Okay? And what happens? What happens? The Pirush Mekubal reinterprets V'achalti chatas hayoyim ayite bein Hashem, that's the mitzvah sovel. Because you need a mitzvah. Okay. Maybe logically he's bothered. You see, there's a logical problem over here. Okay. Maybe it's a logical issue, and I'll explain to you what it is. The logical problem is the order. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Ovel, and the Lo Yitame is an expression of it. Okay? So what he does in Sefer HaMitzvos, he flips the world upside down. And he says, the Torah is talking about Lo Yitame, and that's the Mikra HaMechukah. However, you know from that, that there's a mitzvah from Ovel, okay? And what the Pirush Mekubal is extending it and making it wider because we know that Ovel is the Raisa, okay? But isn't it a little odd that the Mikra Mechukam is talking about a small prat, okay? And what he does is, in Mishneh Torah, flips it. And the Mikra Mechukam is talking about the mitzvah of Ovel. And Lo Yitame is a small issue. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's just to tell you how far kama chamura mitzvah shatuma d'chuya with the whole discussion of Rama. Correct? That is what happened over here.
We can learn a mitzvah from Aaron?
That was the whole issue, but it doesn't even bother me. Because Moshe Rabbeinu recorded in the Torah, and that's the Torah Shemiksav, and that's the Mikra Mechukam. I don't know anything. Oh, that's what you have, correct? And the Ramban, you know, Shemesh Aleph, not getting involved in that, that Aaron said, but that's what we have here, correct? That's what we have. So I asked myself, what happened? So the only thing that I thought, as strange as it sounds, it sounds almost as if that the Pirush Mekubal is making a sipur into a mitzvah. Okay? And the Machal Chatzayim in Sefer Mitzvah uses just to buttress that the Anilus is not only in the Maisa Sheni, but it's also in Kotchim. But Mishneh Torah, it's a whole different world. Correct. Okay. That's what we have. Okay? So what I want to do is just get started at least, you know, to say we started, okay? Sure, let's get started with Shiras Tashiah. Okay? But it's amazing. I apologize, but I think that I couldn't have left out any of the steps over here. Okay? And you understand that Bitsabu is a very interesting step. Because what happens is, now think about it, before we start again, before we start Shoshi, that there is a Pirush Mekubal, that there is a mitzvah, I say, of leaving the, and right? And we don't have a pasuk b'merira on it, correct? And explicitly, Mishneh Torah doesn't count in minyan mitzvahs, correct? And the Chalchat Sayyorin, you have a Pirush Mekubal, and he counts it in the Nirah Mitzvahs. Even though a priori, both of them are Sipur and Ba'alma, then we have to know what we're doing. Okay. So if he had not said, in Mishneh Torah, Pirashmua, okay, so you're telling me that it's a historical fact. So what? That there was a mitzvah the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay? But the question is, do you need a Pirush Mechukam or not? Or the Pirush Mekubal is enough? What? The Pirush Mekubal says that this in Mechalti Chatzayim is a mitzvah? And here the Pirush of Kubla is only telling you a historical fact, and that's the difference. But saying that, whatever, I'm just telling you, there's an issue. You have to come to grips with this. Okay, I just didn't finish that you have to come back. See, after, see, before, when you're working in Sefer Mitzvahs, for Tzavu is not a problem. But when you're working in Mishnah Torah, and you have the problem of Chati Chatzayim Yitin Hashem with the Pirush of Kubla, and you have Tzavu, and you end up, that's not me, it's, you don't have the answer. I don't think you can say the Meshech Chochma Paka, you have to do this. Okay? That's really, I wanted to come back, I forgot, I just have to come back to square one. That's who we are, correct? Now, let's start. Okay? Let's get started a little bit, okay? Hashirish Hatashiri. Shein roi linois halavim vihoasei ki im haddivorim hamushorim aleim vatsivim bohem. Okay, this word dvorim, okay, we'll have to see what it means. It's a peculiar Arabic expression for it, and we'll see how it plays itself out in various places in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay, but that's what he says. You don't count what he's trying to say. Hello, a priori is kefil alav or kefil asay, which is only the chizuk, is not counted in the mitzvahs. That's all he said, correct? And simple, plain jargon, correct? But let's see what's going on, correct? Now, l'cheira. The assumption of this Sheirish, okay, is that Inyonim Sheinim, okay, Inyonim Sheinim, which are Mufurish in Teresh of Iksav, are Mitzvah Nifradis. Okay, you have many times in the Torah something said, okay, and the question is it one mitzvah or many mitzvahs? And the question is it dvorim or inyonim? We'll see about those words. Okay, that's what we're talking about. So, l'cheira, before we begin this sherish, we have to know about sherish beis. Okay? The mitzvahs are Torah Shabbat. And the question is, the various inyonim, the various dvorim, can also make separate mitzvahs. How do you count if you have the Torah Shabbat? We also need Shurish Shmini for this also, because you have to know the mitzvahs are both Sivuim and Ashavas, because without that you can't get started. That's what he's talking about, correct? L'cheira, there's a problem that you have to just ask yourself. L'cheira, this Shurish should have been written before Shurish Hamishi. Because you look at the end of Shurish Hamishi, when he talks at the end that Halav Shebo Vase Shebo, when he talks about Tam, okay, when he talks about Tam, what does he say? He says, that you need an ashol, correct? And a tam is not an ashol. That's what he's trying to tell you. Because you don't know the inyan, the omnom yevosh mishemona oisom, kishalu v'yomuloi zehalav amahu mazma, amahu mazir. Because that's the bush, he doesn't know what to answer. So there's no Issa Klal, it's only a Tam. Okay? So this is also based, you need a clear Issa. And this, once you have the Issuim, but if you have many times Ashol, it's only mentioned one, that's also. But the problem is Shurish Shishi becomes a little bit odd. Because Shurish Shishi, at the end, he says, Lav Shabbo and Asay Shabbo, And he says the reason why it's two mitzvahs is because it's shnei inyonim. So it means you know the answer and the whole side of Sherei Tishi before you're starting. So what is he talking about? How can he do this? Why shouldn't he put Sherei Shishi after Sherei Tishi? Correct? So the answer is very simple. If you look at what he did, okay, he basically says at the end of Sherei Tishi, he says the Chachmin, the Matiki Ashmua, the Chachomin, said Lav Shebo Vasei Shebo. It means a Pirusha Mukubu. And then he throws in a Sad Ladovo that not only it's that, it's also separate Inyan. Okay? But that's not necessary. And you'll understand the significance of this in retrospect. It's not that he's basing his argument. It's a postscript of another reason. Another reason addendum doesn't bother me about the Seder, the Shoshim. Okay? Now, next point. Okay? This is who we are now. So you have this. This is okay now. The word of Dvorim, or the word Dovo, okay? The Arabic is Shin Yud, whether it's She or Shai, you know, or Shei, I can't really tell you, but Shin Yud, okay? That's what it is. That's Dovo. Mani is an Inyan, okay? That's the Arabic for an Inyan. There's an Inyan, which he mentioned many times, and there's a Dovo, okay? And it's very interesting, going back to the very Shroshim, when he uses the word Dovo, and how and what he uses the word Inyan. And let's see exactly how, in other words, is the final word over here, is it Dovo, or the final word is it Inyan? And Dovo means that it's another Dovo, a separate Dovo, or the same Dovo. It's the same Dovo, it's one mitzvah. If it's two Dovo, it's two mitzvahs. And then he has Inyan. So that's not what we're talking about. That is the issue, correct? So I just want to show you that the Ram counts this word, he talks about this in Shoresh Chamishi and in the Psicha. The Psicha and in Shoresh Chamishi. The Psicha writes, V'meforesh mehem dovo be'esh haskium. He's discussing minyan mitzvahs. And a foresh dovo, what's he trying to say? What is the subject? What is the nusach of the mitzvah? What are we talking about? And that's the dovo. And mitzvahs are about dvorim. Correct? And it's the same shy over there in the psich. The meforesh mehem dovo b'esh askirom she'eskirom hinei afoshenu al tzad biu Hashem. I'm trying to explain what the mitzvah is all about. What are we talking about? What is the thing that is being mitzvah? Or, right? V'zeh Hashem al eizeh dovo ne'emal. Okay? Sherish chamishi u'bebeyom b'sifri al-omu yis'ale acha shikvar hikti mo'asholo מליקח קיפה לרצח ולתאמי אס אורץ מגן הקוסוב ששפיך אס דומי מתאמי אס אורץ הנה כבר הסבויה כי זה הלב הוא תם הלב הקודם לא שהוא דובו אחר. It's not something different. לא שהוא דובו אחר. So again, this דובו אחר seems to be very, very important. The problem over here that the Ram, in Sherish Shishi, he says that the Lav and Yaseh are the Shem Dovo, and still it becomes two because it's two in Yonim. So maybe the Dovo is really irrelevant, and the important thing is the Inyan. And what is going on over here? So, and Mitzvah, you know, I just don't, you know, in one half a minute, I'm not going to try to finish this, okay? Mitzvah next week will be Blineda on Wednesday, if that's possible.
8 o'clock.
Or we can make a different time, whatever you like, just to let people know. And Amir Tashem, I think the week afterwards, there won't be a shiur, okay? And the week after that, I hope to be able to say a shiur on Thursday night. Okay?
Did Wednesday work for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying it was close.